fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Thursday. It is Thursday, the 13th day of July, year of our Lord, 2023. And welcome to John Moore Show. We're happy to have with us to do the pledge this morning, Deputy Hendricks from the beautiful state of Mississippi, where Deputy Hendricks proudly flies the correct flag of the state of Mississippi. So everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. Turn over to you, Deputy.
Good morning to the lovely Mrs. Moore. Good morning, John, and good morning, Kirk. Please join me as I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well done. Well, Deputy, I know you've been to the Cherryville store and had the catfish buffet. New owners have taken over. They're in the process of completely rehabilitating the structure. The floor has been refinished. The walls are freshly painted. It's going to be all new furniture. So next time you visit, it'll be a whole different experience.
Well, there's some ways that'll be good, but, you know, sometimes there's something to be said for tradition as well. But progress precedes us.
Roger that. So your ongoing study and research into the consequences of COVID vaccine in your neighborhood, do you have anything new to report, sir?
Not really, just, you know, continued people passing away or having cognitive functions or their personality change slightly or sometimes dramatically,
Okay. An area of interest would be as a deputy sheriff, you talk to probably several dozen people a day. Is there any increase in people recognizing that there's a problem with the vaccines among the general public, if you know?
Some are. The vast majority, they're too busy worried about hunting and fishing or, you know, what's the latest sports on TV and things like that. Not that I don't like to do those things, but that's where they're focused and they don't, you know, they go about their daily business just doing those sorts of things.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you for that update. And anything else before you get away?
Well, just, you know how it is. Anything can happen any day now, as you and so many other guests have talked about. And folks need to be preparing. It's not because you ain't been trying to get them to do so, and they need to take advantage of a lot of the products that you offer, because they're all good, because you don't allow anything to be on your website that is not what I consider good quality merchandise. Like you said, you talk about merino wool socks. Well, that alone is proof that whatever you encourage us to get.
It's counterintuitive, isn't it? Encouraging people to wear wool socks when it's 100 degrees is counterintuitive, isn't it?
Well, it is, but it does work. As I shared with you before, I've been out on traffic stocks. I'll be soaked from head to, but my feet are still nice and dry. So
absolutely.
I'm sweating like crazy.
Yep,
anyway,
yep,
I know you need to get on with the show, and I've been trying to get through. It's just been difficult with the system out here.
I know there's been some technical issues. I'm not sure whose end it's on, but you got through today.
It's on this end, because I'm using my wife's phone today, so as long as that stays up. So anyway, just I don't know what it is, but I've been trying. I haven't been ignoring you.
Okay. Well, thank you, Deputy. Don't be a stranger. We appreciate it.
Of course, Kudzu is king, and take care.
Roger that. And the prepper tip of the day is to get your winter fuel supply to your home now. It may be propane, maybe wood, whatever it is for you. Make sure you've got your wood supply or your propane supply on the premises ready to go. Right. If you do use propane, right now is the least expensive time of year to buy propane in almost every area. So it'd be a good time to stock up and get that tank filled up, and maybe get a second tank if you think you need it. Same thing with wood or wood pellets. I use wood pellets myself. Get that inventory in, get them in a nice, safe, dry place, and it'll give you a little bit of peace of mind. All right. We have patient Wayne the Greener, my friend Kirk Finney. Kirk is the proprietor of Water Evolution, manufacturing a complete line of water filters, including the countertop stainless steel gravity feed ready pure water filter that is simply what you need in normal times to have good, clean, healthy water, and in hard times and emergencies, a matter of life and death. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, John. How are you?
Well, if I felt any better, it wouldn't be legal. How about yourself?
I'm doing well.
All right.
So we've got a special that's still live today. It's going to end this weekend. It's a buy one, get one free on the Ready Pure. So we've never done that before. So if you're thinking about getting a unit and haven't done so yet, now is certainly the time to do it. Again, buy one, get one on the Ready Pure. No code is needed. You can just go direct to the website, and it's right there. And you can access the website at thelibertymanwater.com.
There's no other discounts attached to that, I assume.
No.
Okay, I wouldn't think so. No.
Yeah, no, we got to keep the phones on.
My father-in-law, the father of my deceased wife, he would watch the coupons and sales, and sometime he would stack up discounts and coupons to where he ended up getting the item for free or actually getting money back on various items.
That's great. Good for him.
Yeah, I say good for him. Well, Kirk, you're a busy guy. You have your business you run, your family that you take care of. Is there anything that's really got your attention you want to discuss this morning?
There is. I was listening. I was lucky enough to listen to your show yesterday with Doug Hagman, and I thought it was a very good program. And what I really liked especially was the opening. Do you remember that?
Yeah, go
Roseanne
ahead.
Roseanne Barr opening.
Right.
Yeah. I've got it here if you want to let me play it real quick.
Well, if it comes out nice and clear, what is it, about 3 to 5 minutes?
I think it's less than that. Let's see. Let's see if it works. I'll try.
Let's see if we can do that. Go ahead.
Okay, hold on. I'm still working on my tech skills. I don't have an Eric, you know.
Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
Make cannot hold two disparate ideas in their head at the same time because they're fed bullshit 24/7 over the media. And I'm about to go crazy sitting here on the earphone hearing the stuff you all are saying about the Ukraine. I'm about to have a heart attack, but I'm not even going to go into it. I'm from the Ukraine. There is a large faction of Nazis. I don't know if you know this, but there's a large amount of Nazis in the Ukraine, and they actually killed my whole family. I'm from the Ukraine, and they marched my entire family, grandmothers, great-grandparents, siblings out into the forest and buried them alive in the Ukraine. So I don't understand why everybody's Ukraine. Well, I do understand, and that's also what terrifies me. People better wake up and do some research on their own instead of buying what comes across on the screen. And I try to shake them up, Pierce. You're goddamn right I do. I try to shake them up and crack their mind control programming. I do it for God.
Ukraine, I know what you said, and you're perfectly entitled to your views. I would say in relation to the suggestion that they're all a bunch of
you
Nazis.
You haven't seen the swastikas on those soldiers' arms.
The President Zelensky himself is Jewish, so obviously he is de facto not a Nazi.
I know, but he's not a good one. Are all Jews the same? For God's sake, talk about anti-Semitic. Just because the guy's a Jew doesn't mean he likes Jews or that he's doing anything good for the Jews. I mean, so what? Who cares what anybody is? That was the whole point of my tweet. Just because they're skin folk don't mean they're kin folk. You know what I mean? Just because they're the same color as you don't mean they ain't trying to lock your ass up. Wake up, people!
Okay, Kirk?
I'm here.
Yeah, it came through okay.
Good.
Yeah, there's a... I wasn't aware that Roseanne had a ethnic heritage of Ukraine until that I heard that.
I wasn't either. Yeah, it's great. Yeah, it was great.
And the whole thing about Nazis in Ukraine, what happened was when the German army came to Ukraine as invaders, many Ukrainians embraced them as an army that would liberate them from the communists who were occupying Ukraine. And killing off the Ukrainians. That's how that all got started back in the 1940s. We played the clip. Now, what follow-up comment do you have on that, sir?
Well, I think the most important part of that thing for me is not the fact that, you know, Roseanne has ancestry in the Ukraine. I think that's great, and it's very apropos in this case. But to me, what really struck out is the danger of labeling people or groups of people based on what you or I might perceive their affiliations to be, because none of that is worth a hill of beans. I think that people need to be taken on face value based on their actions and most especially maybe how they spend their time throughout the day and how they respond to others. I think that the idea that you can class people into groups, in other words, if we were to say something like, you know, all Democrats are evil and wicked and are possessed by Satan, not only is it wrong, I think it's flat out stupid. And I find it personally offensive when people do that. And I know that it's easy. You know, we all have different life experiences, and you guys did a really good job of illustrating that on the show yesterday. And that's very true. And I think a lot of us are formed by those life experiences. But the fact of the matter is most people out there that are in these different groups that we might realize have, you know, negative backgrounds. One could make that case for any group of people, because there's evil people and really good people in all races, all religions, and all areas of the country. And it's time that we start finding those good people and promoting those good people while we keep the evil people at bay. You know, Jefferson made a great comment at one point in his career. He said to another politician, he said, you know what? Let's not talk about great people. Let's not talk about honest people. Let's talk about binding people to the chains of the Constitution. And that's really the only way that we can move this country from where we are now to where we want to be, is to focus back on that document, because it literally handles everything. And too much has been taken off of that and thrown in these other distractions, like people that come from here, people that come from there, people that might choose to worship this way. This country was founded on the concept of allowing people to have freedom of religion, freedom of thought, and freedom of speech. And if we focus on that, all these other problems go away. And you know, people are being manipulated. And you know, I hate to call it hate speech because I don't really think that's what it is. I think it's just ignorant speech. What say you?
Well, there's a lot of confusion about the First Amendment and a letter. I think Jefferson may have wrote the letter, made in reference to separation of church and state. The purpose of the First Amendment is to prevent this new federal government from imposing a new religion on the 13 states.
Amen.
Many of those 13 states, I don't recall how many, actually had a state religion. And the purpose of the First Amendment was to preserve the state religions of those states with no interference from the new government with any new religion. So state religions are actually part of the founding of this country. And that was the purpose of the First Amendment, was to preserve that right of a state, if they chose to have a state religion, which meant you could not hold elected office or have work for any government unless you were part of that state religion in some cases.
That's right.
That's simply right. The way it was.
And it most assuredly was not to prevent pastors and preachers from discussing politics during the church service, because that was a big issue. And it should be allowed to continue, you know, but because of these tax laws and the other things that happened and the joining with that separation, or what most people perceive it to be, you know, that's been, you know, poo-pooed, and they're not allowed to do it, or they might lose their tax-exempt status.
Well, actually,
the way I understand it, anyway.
Actually, it's the white pastors who are fearful of losing their 501c3 status. The black pastors are not afraid of it, and they say whatever they damn well please. Well, they do.
And it serves the agenda of confusion and infighting amongst the different groups of people. And it's time that, you know, that we took a stand against it and stopped buying into it. I mean, that's, you know, that may sound like a liberal.
Stop buying into what?
Well, the fact that people should be labeled and treated accordingly to their ancestry or choice of worship. I mean, I'm a Christian. I believe the other ones fall short, just like you do. But I don't think that if were Jesus here today, he would be bashing them down the way we see some of this happening. It's happening not only in the mainstream media, but much to my chagrin, it's happening also in the alternative media. And I think it's a bad message. I think it does not serve our purpose of freedom. And what we're all about. That's just my opinion. You know what? Everybody's entitled to their own opinion. Again, we all have different life experiences. I can see how somebody's life experience would turn them the other way. I can understand that. But the fact of the matter is all people are capable of good if they're put in the right environment and if they're bound down to the chains of some kind of authority like the Constitution or, you know, like a well-run church, you know, with an intelligent pastor. I mean, that's my perspective on it. And again, it could be wrong.
Well, but, it's not necessarily wrong. I don't see anything wrong with that. I was just let's do a segue here. There's a article here at nationalfile.com. It talks about the country of Peru, which 84% of the country has got the COVID clot shot. Now there's the government has declared a health emergency because of a Guillain-Barré outbreak, which kills anywhere from 1 to 18% of the people that get it, much higher than COVID, by the way. And, of course, that's related to the COVID clot shot. It's just more evidence of what we already know, that the COVID clot shot is the worst crime in recorded human history, in my opinion.
I agree.
We have a break. We'll be right back.
Thank you. Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Home is where the hearth is. In days gone by, the hearth was the center of the home, a social place where the family would come together to spend time and cook. The warmth of the Liberator rocket stove makes a house feel like a home. So, welcome home. 100% American made, the Liberator rocket stove heats for a fraction of the cost of other methods. Your home can be safely heated with firewood or wood pellets. The Liberator rocket heater is waiting to be part of your home. This unit ships directly to your door, or you can save $300 with a factory pickup. To order, go to my website, TheLibertyMan.com. That's TheLibertyMan.com.
Gentlemen, this hour is sponsored by Water Evolution, manufacturing a complete line of water filters, including the Ready Pure countertop, which is that the one that's a 2-for-1 sale right now?
It is.
Fantastic. Well, check that out at thelibertyman.com. Got a headline here from Long Island, Newfield High School. Familiar with that?
No, I'm familiar with Long Island. I don't remember Newfield. Maybe
Newfield
it's new.
High School. Selden.
Selden, I know, sure.
Selden, yeah. Well, a 17-year-old football player died during football practice. They don't say whether he got the clot shot or not, but most likely he did.
We see this every week now. It's crazy.
These football players have to have a complete physical, including having their heart checked out, before they're allowed to play football. So he didn't have an underlying heart condition, or he wouldn't have been allowed to play football. There's a bonus here. They donated organs to people who need organs, and unfortunately, they're probably donating contaminated organs to people that were going to cause harm to them. This tragedy just keeps multiplying over and over again, doesn't it?
It really does. Yeah, it's a very, very heinous crime, for sure.
It is, absolutely. Kirk, we're seeing a dramatic drop, another segue here, in the price of new and used cars. Demand is dropping tremendously. There was a big price spike the last couple of years in both new and used cars. But we're going to see, there's already been a 25% drop in less than a year in the value of these used cars. I don't know if any of it's related to less people buying them and people that do own them dying off because of COVID. But I expect that is a percentage of this issue.
Yes.
And as I've been saying for more than a year, there's going to be a lot of used cars, jewelry, guns, furniture, artwork, and homes for sale that used to be owned by people who got the COVID clot shot and are now dead. That's going to be a lot more of that the next 3 to 5 years. As my Friday guest, Marie Lasser, the coroner of Texas County, says, everybody who's had a COVID vaccine and at least one booster will be dead in 3 to 5 years. That's a lot of people, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I've read that it really seems to track according to the manufacturer and the lot. Of course, I mean, none of it should have happened, but, you know, it did, and we can't go back in time. I'm hoping that that really is the case and that only, you know, a percentage of those things are actually harmful, you know, over time and distance. I'm hoping that's the case. We'll have to see.
Well, it is. And as I've said quite a few times, if I wanted to murder millions of people, I wouldn't do it all at once. I would spread it out so it wasn't so obvious what was going on.
Absolutely.
But there are references to the lot numbers of these vaccines that are the real poison as opposed to the ones that aren't. I just watched a video clip this morning of Dr. Michael Yaden. It's not on my website, but he's had similar things that are on my website, where he says once again that these vaccines are meant to hurt and kill people. It's not unintended. It is the intended effect. And he's been saying that publicly for more than 2 years now. Anyway, Kirk, are you getting inquiries and calls from people around Palestine, Ohio, and affected areas because of the spill up there?
We are. Yeah, we've sold a number of whole house systems in that region, much more than normal, you know, over the last 6 months. And I saw an article this past week. I can't remember exactly where. You know who Gordon Chang is? He does a lot of writing on
Communist China. Yeah, I've watched several interviews with him. He's brilliant.
He's an intelligent guy. He put out something that said that he feels that when we see either a soft or hard Chinese invasion, that the first thing they're going to do is look to poison the water supply in an area that they want to infiltrate. I found that very interesting. I mean, it's something that I've thought of a lot, obviously, as many of us have. But, you know, that's certainly an easy way to thin the population down without really destroying the hard infrastructure. And because of those reasons, I think, you know, we need to be on the lookout for that. And also the manipulations of the public water supply chemical levels that we've seen happen. All this stuff is now controlled over the internet. And evidently, I know like in the last 2 or 3 years, there were 4 or 5 cited instances of stuff that happened on the internet, hacking that resulted in dangerous chemical loads, you know, being dumped into the water supply as it happened. So I think it's an important thing to consider, you know, moving forward for many of us.
So Mr. Chang's statement is regarding an invasion of the United States. Is that accurate?
I think it was. I think it was centered around a lot of the immigrants that are coming in, you know, through the South are actually of Chinese background, and he felt that many of them were going to be used as saboteurs.
All right. We have a 5-minute break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. You'll find a link there, a panel for my appearance. I will be at the Red Pill Expo in Des Moines, Iowa, the second weekend of August, August 12th and 13th. The details and tickets available at thelibertyman.com. The COVID panel section has more than 200 articles and videos by world-class scientists and doctors giving you an education so you, in turn, can educate others, hopefully to not have their children get the COVID vaccination, or quite frankly, any vaccination. That's about what's left. All the adults who are going to get it have got it. They can't be unvaccinated, unfortunately. But we can still save a lot of children. Last but not least, if you're tired of being tired, you need an energy cleaner. If your arthritis pain is slowing you down, you also need an energy cleaner. Details at thelibertyman.com, where you can place your order for your energy cleaner, your mattress pad, or call my toll-free line, 800-592-9543. Kirk, it looks like we've got a caller here. We got Charlie in Florida. Good morning, Charlie.
Well, good morning, John. Good morning, Kurt. Always good to hear you here every morning when you come on. I just wanted to comment on the Chang interview a little bit,
yes,
and some of what Rosie O'Donnell had to say. With the Chang interview, I agree there's probably some of that going on, maybe. But a lot of these, in the past, the Chinese have had we've had very low rates of Chinese people coming to our country illegally. They've all come illegally in the past. And in just the last few years, we've been seeing these young Chinese men coming in illegally. And one of the reasons that a lot of people are saying is part of the reason is because what the young men are saying is they're saying that they came illegally because to the United States because they didn't want to be sent to Africa. A lot of the Chinese people are picking these people up over there in Africa, and they're sending them down to Africa to work in the infrastructure and on roads and ports and things like that that are going down in Africa, and they're not paying them hardly anything. And then after they've been down there like 3-4 years, they send them back to China, and it interrupts their income stream, it interrupts their lives. And a lot of them have been leaving illegally out of China and getting over here. I don't know how they do it, but they managed to escape. And that's why they're coming into our country illegally over here, is because they didn't want to be sent down there to Africa. So I think probably that has a lot to do with it. The Chinese are building a whole lot of stuff down there in Africa. I don't know. They're building ports. They're building roadways. They're building railroads. They're building up on this infrastructure down there because of the mining resources and stuff that they're getting out of Africa down there from all the stuff for these cell phones and all that kind of new batteries that are these big electric batteries, the iridium or whatever that mineral is. On Rosie O'Donnell, I've been saying for a long time since this war started that there were Nazis over there. And no one wanted to believe it. They came over during the war, like John said, right after the war. A lot of them fled to Ukraine out of Germany. But the CIA has also been funding, and since the 1950s, funding the startup of Nazi groups over there, our own CIA. They've been paying to get Nazi groups started in Ukraine. And, quite frankly, I think the CIA is probably behind a lot of this war we got going on over there. We know that's what the CIA does. They go around funding wars all over the world, and revolutions and everything like that. So, but anyway, that's kind of off topic. But, yeah, we've been putting Nazis in control over there and trying to get them in Ukraine since the 1950s and then right after the war. So, yeah, they're over there, and she's absolutely right. They're there. Anyway, that's about all I wanted to say.
Okay, Charlie, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. That part of the world is a lot more complex than most Americans realize, isn't it, Kirk?
Yeah, absolutely. And again, I mean, I agree with Charlie. I think that... a lot of this is fomented and funded by intelligent people that are paid with our tax dollars, and that's got to stop. It just has to stop. I don't know what the solution, whether we shut it all down or get rid of. I don't even know that getting rid of the key people is going to be enough. I think it just needs to stop. We've got people suffering in the country. We've got veterans suffering in the country. They've been ousted from hotels in Manhattan so that these. New immigrants can be put in there, and they've turned those hotels into party sessions, and it just needs to stop. We need to get somebody in there.
I'm not aware of homeless veterans being placed in these $500 a day hotel rooms and being displaced. I don't think did that actually happen?
Well, I don't know that it's happened specifically, in one hotel or another, but it's definitely happened. I mean, I've seen it referenced several times.
I know the illegal aliens are being put in these very high-end hotel rooms, but I wasn't aware of veterans.
Well, there was other boarding places where this has happened, where they've been ousted so the others could go in. Right. No question
more,
about it.
More low-end type stuff.
Sure.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
The point is, our priorities need to be focused here.
Well, in the Netherlands, they're trying to eliminate one third of the farmland to provide housing for the Muslims coming in from Muslim countries.
Right, right. They're doing that because they want to shut down the ability of the people to not only grow their own food, but purchase clean, healthy food, so they can get everybody eating this artificial junk that they're. That they've been creating, and have created. I mean, it's all about destroying the population and the integrity and the individual freedom so they can bring in this, this great reset And obviously, it's got its foundations in serious evil. And, you know, we just need to do something, because it's just getting worse and worse and worse. And it feels now like we're in a lull. You know, it's I don't know if anybody can sense that, but I think this is the lull before the big storm. And we need to really, really focus on getting prepared, getting healthy, and fortifying our own immune systems.
Absolutely. Well, we can't, not much we can do about these massive events taking place on the world stage, but we can take care of ourselves and our families, can't we?
Absolutely. And I agree with you 100%.
That's where our focus needs to be, with becoming part of a hobby farm, some distance from a sitting. And I'm not saying it's easy. I'm saying it needs to be a goal. If you can't buy your own and start your own, see if you can become part of a existing hobby farm. Hobby farms typically need two things, labor and money. It may be a relative, maybe somebody you went to school with, somebody you went, you're a co-worker, maybe somebody you go to church with, that in return for labor and or money, they may allow you to set up an RV at their hobby farm and have a safe haven. It doesn't hurt to look into it, does it, Kirk?
No, and I agree with you. I mean, I think that's a fantastic solution for a lot of people, is to team up with somebody that already has an established farm or hobby farm. You're right. They need money. They need people. You know, and I think that, you know, at the end of the day, I mean, that's the only real value, you know, is human energy. And if you can't provide it, you need to focus on how you can, because that is the only thing that is going to save many of us, is the fact, I mean, I could lose everything tomorrow, and there's 15 different occupations that I could go into that I have a skill level in. And the reason is because I've been focused my whole life on developing those skill levels.
Right.
And there's so many of them out there, and so many of them that currently, because of the advent of the computer and the internet, you can sit in your underwear on your chair in your kitchen and earn a good living online. Even if you don't know anything right now, you can go on to the different learning programs that are out there and figure it out. And probably many of you have got contacts where, you know people that have businesses that could use customer service people that were faithful, that showed up on time, that were diligent, that could follow a, you know, when we took over a water company 18 years ago or 17 years ago, one of the first things that Kathy did was she wrote what she called a manual, you know, for the employees, what to say, how to say it, how to respond to questions. Many businesses have these things. They can't find good people to work them, and you can do it from a remote location. How many of us have called a credit card company, a phone company, another service company recently, or an e-commerce company, and gotten somebody that was quote unquote working remotely from home? Well, that person can be you. Turn off the Netflix for 4 hours a day and get a job making $20, $25 an hour. Do what you got to do if you're in a bad situation financially. Because believe me, the hand that picks you up from where you are is attached to your own shoulder. And there's never been a time where more tools will be available to help you hone and perfect those skills. And now is the time to take action.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. Yeah, I was watching the latest Tucker Carlson interviews with Andrew Tate, who is a dual citizen of Great Britain and the United States, a former international kickboxer. And it was over 2 hours long. And,
wow.
It's well done. My wife recommended that I watch it, and I did. I'm glad I did. His attitude, if it became more widespread among American men especially, it could dramatically change the course of this country. It's a great attitude. I don't necessarily agree with his nutritional advice. He eats one meal a day and survives on nicotine and caffeine otherwise. but he's very physically fit. Despite he's no longer in competition, he's very physically fit. And the country of Romania has filed the most bizarre criminal charges against him that I've never heard of such a thing. They're saying that he used his romantic skills to convince young girls to perform on TikTok and then steal the money that the young girls earn.
I've seen this. TikTok. Now I know who you're talking about. Yes, I've seen this. I've got to watch that interview.
And what a bizarre charge this is, that a multimillionaire would be stealing the few dollars that a young girl would earn on TikTok.
That's right.
I don't know the Romanian legal system at all, so I can't really comment on that, other than to say it is so wrong. And the U.S. Embassy was no help at all for him. The at least they visited him twice while he was in jail. The, being a British citizen, the British Embassy didn't send anybody to talk to him.
Unbelievable.
And the whole premise of the charges is absurd. It's an absolute absurdity that a multimillionaire would engage in such conduct.
Right. I mean, it's just. Yeah. Insane. I mean, they say that in capitalism, man exploits man, and in socialism, it's the other way around. People are evil. You know, people are evil, and they need to be constrained. And we need to have a police system that does that, you know, that prevents this evil thing from happening. I mean, look at what's happening in the White House right now, throughout the halls of Congress, in the Biden family. I mean, it's absolutely disgusting. And this is what we pay these people for, is to police those types of things. It's not happening anymore. And the American people are willing to accept anything that we considered completely taboo 20 years ago or 15 years ago. And all of that is turned around. People have become lazy, tired, fat, and many times stupid, and even ugly. And you put all these things together, and it doesn't make for a place that any of us want to live in. It's time to get back with the program. And, you know, I don't know if the answer is church. I mean, we can't force that on people, obviously. But we need to get rid of some of these evil people. It's just disgusting. I find it terrible, especially people exploiting other people to that degree, especially wealthy men like that, you know, exploiting women. I mean, I find it terrible. I don't know about you. I'm going to watch this interview. I'm interested to see how he defends himself.
Well, there's nothing to defend. The charge, even if the charge was true, which it's not, the charge itself is bizarre and strange.
I see. So your position is that he didn't do any of this.
Correct.
Okay. Interesting.
The alleged crime itself is freakish and bizarre. Tucker Carlson went over that sufficiently that I think everybody can understand it, because if you just look at a headline, you may think, oh, he was selling girls for sex, or he was transporting girls across country lines for illegal purposes. That's not even the charge.
So do you think that he have some kind of persona, or took some stand publicly that ticked off the government, and that
he's ticking off all the governments, because he's encouraging young men to be men.
I see. And so that's how they got him. Okay, I see it.
And that's why they got him. It's not how they
right,
got him.
Right.
That's mm-hmm. why they got him. He's made that a man who wants to be strong physically, mentally, emotionally, have work hard, get up early, work hard, make a good living, and be with a woman who is willing to take care of and protect. That's called misogyny in some places, by the way. I don't know why a man who wants to take care and protect a woman is a man who hates women. That's certainly kind of a disparate thought process, in my opinion. But his message is something that will help. We have young men now, men under age 40 and maybe even under age 50, who are fearful of women, who don't know what it means to get up and go to work and earn a living and be responsible. And I see a lot of myself. I don't know how much you see, but I see young men who they're lost. They simply don't have a sense of direction, Kirk.
It's everywhere.
Absolutely.
It's everywhere.
Absolutely. We're our last break coming up here in about a minute or so, and we'll wrap up this part of our discussion and have with us Dr. Horowitz. Our conversations with Dr. Horowitz are always fascinating, aren't they, Kirk?
They are. I mean, he's a man with his brain on fire.
Absolutely. Absolutely, he is. Well, Kirk, once again, we can't change these large issues going on with countries, and they're give and take back and forth, and the threats they make, the threats they receive. What we can do is take care of our own families, and that's where the focus needs to be, don't you think?
100%. We need as much of that as we can get. Self-reliance.
And the foundation of that is good, clean, and healthy drinking water, isn't it?
Yes. And cutting back on some of those meals.
Well, my wife and I make a diligent effort to have a light meal in the evening. We don't need a heavy meal in the
evening. That's the smartest way to go.
Here's our last break. We'll break back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Hi, Tom Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation. But today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org. Smash that donate button. Like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the United States.
With anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say, the dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? Like, what are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. And I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south.
Oh, welcome back. Well, Kirk, your primary business is getting and manufacturing the highest quality water filters that you can get your hands on. The sale you've got right now, 2-for-1 on the countertop ReadyPure, which, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, instead of the very fragile plastic spigot that Berkey's have, it's a solid metal one that will last for, well, we don't know how long, decades. And the sale goes on for how long, Kirk?
I think it's ending this weekend, so order today or tomorrow, because after this weekend, that's going to be gone. We've never done that before. We've got excess inventory. And the other thing, too, is I think, you know, there's a lot of great barter items out there for sure. And the ReadyPure emergency water filter is definitely one of them. Because, you know, when the electricity goes down and you're not able to get water either from the city or from your own well, this system will allow you to take groundwater and make it potable. So it's very, very, very crucial that you have the ability to have clean, healthy drinking water at home in the absence of electricity or any other shutdown or emergency. These storms that we just had are a great example. We've had a lot of people over the years that have had one of these units from us that have commented later about, hey, we had this hurricane happen. We lost electricity for, you know, a week or 5 days or 4 days. Thank goodness we had, you know, one of these units on hand. So great item to have, great item to share, great item to keep an extra one as a barter unit. And you can do that with the buy one, get one special.
Well, I hope people will do that. Well, Kirk, it's always good to have you with us on these Thursdays, getting caught up with you from the beautiful state of North Carolina, where I lived for a year and a half. Loved every minute of it. And we look forward to having you back next Thursday, sir.
Thank you, sir. Have a great weekend.
Okay, you too. All right, top of the hour break coming up here in a couple of minutes. We'll have Dr. Lynn Horowitz, author of, I believe, 12, 13 books. I refer to him as a man with his brain on fire, a man who is taking on legally Pfizer in a lawsuit that he's, as far as I know, he's doing the legal work himself. He may have finally got an attorney, which I would recommend. And to get caught up with Dr. Horowitz, who is also rehabilitating his hurricane-damaged home there in Florida. He has a fiance, life goes on. Life goes on. A busy guy with lots of projects, as am I, and as I'm sure most of you are also, busy people. But when I say Dr. Horowitz is a man with his brain on fire, that's a compliment. To live the life he's had, to accomplish the things he's accomplished, and continues to accomplish, takes a very bright, highly motivated individual, to say the least. And our conversations are very well done. I recovered a conversation we had May 7th, 2020, more than 3 years ago. And in that conversation, it's on my website at thelibertyman.com, he and I discussed two things. The fact that you can't develop a safe and effective vaccine in 9 months or less, number one. Number two, my belief, supported by Dr. Horowitz, that the vaccines were already in refrigerators waiting to be distributed, which is now proven to be true, by the way. Here's our top of the hour break. We'll be right back.
Sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site, It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at TLBTalk.com and join the social media revolution.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.